This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Happy New Year and happy Victory Monday. The regular season is in the rearview mirror, and it's on to the tournament, as Mike Vrabel said there, a classic Parcellian description of the NFL playoffs. Patriots get the 38-10 victory over the Dolphins, take care of business, despite a little kvetching by some of us about the defense for a couple drives there when Quinn Ewers and the JV Dolphins were, Fitzy, kind of moving it up and down the field at will.
Oh, relax. You and Mike Reese and everyone else needs to take it
easy. I love it that it's Mike Reese. It's
take
like
it easy.
Me, Mr. Reactionary well, Hothead.
But you
quote
tweeted him. So
I did.
The fact that he led the charge, and I could tell. I saw him yesterday.
What were the three words?
Not good enough.
Yeah. As they
not,
towards,
No. Not playoff ready.
Yeah. And that's what they felt like. I'm pretty sure. Yes, Dan Ball.
Andy's were not even close. Those were your three.
Yeah, it was. And then others
and
started
then mine,
replying
and
their
then
own.
And mine was, you guys relax.
And I, oh, all right. I like that better.
Thank
well,
you.
You're going to be relaxed because I'm pretty sure Justin Herbert's a better quarterback than Quinn Ewers. And I'm pretty sure the Chargers are a better football
and
team than
Hampton
the Dolphins.
Is a better running back than yeah. Jalen Wright. And I know they've got Quentin Johnston and they've got my guy, Ladd McConkey. But, and they still have
Keenan Allen, the
yeah,
bearded
old man,
one.
Old man Allen.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to talk to the slot corner for the New England Patriots about those would-be matchups, because I actually think that's sneaky interesting. McConkey, who killed him last year and who is a mm-hmm. very good but more traditional, smaller slot receiver.
He still has something to prove because it was like, I was right here, Elliot Wolf.
I'm so remember, sick of that.
He stares at Elliot Wolf every time.
We got Drake May. Roger screw Clemens Ladd McConkey. We don't
what
need
do you
him.
Mean, screw him?
But we're going to talk to Marcus Jones, 3:30, pencil him in with a Sharpie. And we'll talk to Drake May sometime in the next 4 hours here on WEEI Afternoons, hopefully earlier rather than later. The MVP... Can I be totally honest? I took the cash out. I don't think he's winning the MVP. Seems like it's Matthew Stafford's
unbelievable.
Award now. Yeah, I didn't have any faith.
He wasn't willing to let all $2 ride to see if maybe he could cash it in and show a little Foxborough faith.
He hit the group text like a week ago, and it's like, should I cash out? And all of us, to a T, were like, you ride it out, Andy.
And you know what that cost me? Like $6. Because the cash out dropped precipitously yesterday with every Matthew Stafford touchdown pass. And you got Tom Brady saying, hey, you got to give it to Stafford. It's a career achievement award and all these things.
That's exactly what it's going to be. It is not this. It is. It should be renamed this year in his particular instance, most valuable player over a career, not most valuable player for 2025.
Isn't that called the Hall of Fame? Like if you're really good in your
exactly
career, you
for.
Wait 5 years, then you play, then you wait 5 more years like Philip Rivers, and then they put you in the Hall of Fame. But I don't need a career achievement award. It's stupid. It's the MVP for the 2025 regular season. Playoffs don't count. Nothing else.
He's already got a... And also, I'd like to point out, he already has a Super Bowl, which I'm sure matters more to him than a regular season MVP award. But we see this happen all the time at the Grammys and the Oscars. People win for albums and especially acting performances or even directorial performances. As much as I love The Departed, that's not Martin Scorsese's best film, but that particular year, he He won Best Picture.
And that's where it becomes a snowball. So we'll get into the MVP chatter. Now, is it over? Is it going to be Matthew Stafford? Does Drake May still have a chance? His head coach was on the Greg Hill show this morning, made it quite clear, cut off Chris Curtis, and said, yes, he is the MVP. Simple answer. We'll probably ask that of Marcus Jones, his thoughts on his quarterback. Marcus Jones, who had another active day, got a sack, and people were comparing him
like Jamie Collins.
He was. And yesterday's wasn't one of those secondary blitzes where you end up free and clear and just get a straight. He actually had to beat a lineman to the quarterback, and he beat said lineman, some guy who outweighs him by
150 pounds. But I'll take him in a foot race against any lineman in the NFL.
Absolutely, and I think most linemen would also be like, hey, this guy's little where I can't get my hands on him. I'm used to grabbing guys that are my size. So there was a little bit of that. So we will have our entire Patriots Monday lineup, but we do need to start with the 14-3 New England Patriots. Right there. I just want to start with something as simple as, Fitzy, their record, which is ridiculous. A 10-game turnaround. I actually say 11 because they were really a three-win football team a year ago. They were gifted a, no, you take it kind of victory in the finale.
Oh, they stepped in it for that.
And the turnaround is remarkable, and I said it last night on the Six Rings post-game show. No one predicted this. No one predicted this. Even the most optimistic, which around here, his name is Taylor Kyles.
Flowers too, and shout out Taylor Kyles. He said 13-4.
Wrong.
And what happened
under
here and other places? He was laughed at.
Yes.
Scoffed.
Yes, because it was laughable at the time. I go back to it. It was laughable at the time. And yet, here we are, a 14-win football team in which Mike Vrabel, who even, remember when we were talking in August about him kind of pumping the brakes? They weren't playing great. It might have even been the famous Rat press conference in New York.
In fact, that one, they looked like, granted, it was a pretend season football game, but they looked like trash.
And he reacted as such.
Yeah.
He said something to the effect, remember, it's our first year here and we're just figuring things out. Well, the Raiders game, it looked like you were still figuring things out. And from there on out, it looked like you figured out that you have one of the handful of best quarterbacks in football. Everything you touched was Midas touch. Ramondre Stevenson's a fumbler. Get rid of him. No, we're going to keep him, and then he'll have three touchdowns in the finale.
Barragallis can't even freaking kick in the state where he played college, guy.
And then guess what? He's good, and he's hitting 59-yard field goals that are the longest of the stadium.
In the cold.
Mr. 72 is cold to me out there in Gillette Stadium hitting 59-yard field goals. So it really is a remarkable story, and that may get lost in the coming week, because as the week goes on, it's going to become simply you're hosting the Chargers. Can you beat the Chargers? Who has the better coach? Who has the better quarterback? They have some playoff experience, blah, blah, blah,
this
blah, blah.
This is going to be, I think this may be tougher. If the Patriots can win this wild card, super wild card weekend game, and I know a lot of Pats fans are already grousing online, oh, for God's sakes, it's Sunday at 8. I'm not going to get home till 3 in the morning from the
but
game.
You're the game. You're the Sunday night they football chose playoff
you.
Game.
They chose
you. They used
you.
To opt out of your games. They used to bump you from
send you from
time.
Sunday night football till 1 o'clock. Yeah. Even with Taylor Swift at Gillette Stadium, they sent you to the 1 o'clock prison on Fox.
Now they want May versus Herbert on primetime Sunday
Massive
night football.
Ratings. And people are grousing locally. That's all right. That's maybe why we can't have nice things. Everyone will
well,
come around.
The good news is you'll have a Six Rings postgame show up until 2 a.m. on
keep you company.
Monday morning.
Monday, yes. And then
it'll
actually,
Monday.
This was Dan Ball's suggestion. We're just going to go straight through.
Oh, let's bang it out.
Yep.
Tell the rest of the guys, take
ready?
The day off. We're just
we'll
going to go marathon.
We'll go 11 p.m. right through to 6 p.m.
Love it. Perfect. Absolutely.
Stiz?
We'll load up on the lucky energies and we're ready to roll.
Well, Stiz said
Stiz. Choose me?
Stiz is a baker now.
Where the hell did that come from?
That's from The Simpsons.
Wow.
That's
Goldilocks is gone and we have that as a replacement.
I am. My bread game? Phenomenal.
All right. Why don't just we save that for another day? How about we talk
actually,
about the
Stiz,
Patriots?
Actually, Stiz, can you save that drop and just play that on yourself going forward, please?
But yes, a year removed. We need to remember, this day a year ago, what were we talking about?
Well, my God, how did they find a way to win that stupid game? And whoa, does the future look ever so bleak with Gerard Mayo and the Patriots?
Well, no, Gerard Mayo was gone. He was gone.
Oh, I was thinking calendar
no, this
day, oh,
day
okay.
a year ago, Gerard Mayo was already gone, but yes, you had screwed up the number one overall pick, and what was left in its wake was short-arm discussions about tackles and guys that would be available at four. Dan Ball.
Yeah, it was rumors in the morning. It was kind of a win with a grudge or a chip on the shoulder, and then a firing, I think, within the course of the day, right?
Yep.
And how long
well,
did
no, the
it
firing
take
was right after the game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
was
yeah.
rumors,
no, no, yes.
then a win with kind of a blank
had
you feel.
A weird report that he might be out kind of thing.
That started earlier that morning. And Schefter also that morning on whatever the hell ESPN's Sunday morning countdown show is called, it might just be that, said he was on the hot seat. And that came from out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like we all thought he had at least a two, if not
so did he.
3 year runway. And then an hour into us doing the post game show, Joe Braverman was producing for us, and in my ear he just goes, "Fitzy, breaking news, Mayo's gone."
Yeah.
And I think both of us, I think universally everyone, there was a lot of like, good, finally, glad, et cetera. But I think we were just stunned that they were willing to admit the mistake, eat the money, and then we all, within a few minutes after the bomb blast had radiated past us, we all probably thought the same thing. They're going to go get Vrabel.
Well, even before that, I think the initial reaction was totally unfair. Probably the right decision. Like, those two things can be true. Like,
oh, yes.
You can say this is totally unfair, and I gave Robert Kraft credit because he put his reputation on the line. He compared it to picking women and marriages and trips to Israel, and he personalized the entire narrative around Jerod Mayo and immediately said, boom, you're out. And it's a cold business. We saw it this week in Atlanta, and we will get into some of the Black Monday or whatever you want to call it in the NFL where Raheem Morris is hugging Arthur Blank. And I think it was under 4 hours later they were announcing Raheem Morris is out. So you go from a post-game hug to get the hell out of here.
Even though he is beloved by the players. And I have very specific thoughts and feelings both on the other dismissals and who I think those teams should get.
Oh, there, so we'll get into that. We'll get into that. And we'll have more as the week goes on, potentially. We could have more next week. There's a couple playoff coaches that I'm not sure should be buying green bananas, maybe in Pittsburgh or Buffalo. A couple guys that could also end up in this cycle of coaching hires. But Fitzy, biggest takeaway from the win yesterday, it was a JV performance by the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn Ewers, who actually I think got hurt. I don't even know how that played out. You got to see Zach Wilson
stink, by
late.
The way. I mean, he threw a bad interception
at
Jalen Hawkins. But he's not like...
Good.
I don't think he's their future, but I also don't think he's a dud.
He didn't just throw an interception to Jalen Hawkins. He got the old Greg Olsen, not sure if it was too far in front of that receiver or too far behind that receiver, but either way, it's an interception for the pay. Never good when the play-by-play guy who's really good has no idea who you were throwing the football to.
It's like game three.
In the red zone, tighter quarters, you're probably supposed to be more accurate.
And also they weren't able to. I mean, like, they also did the Patriots a favor earlier in the game when they drove down the field, got in the red zone, and on fourth and one, Quinn Ewers thought, I know what I'll do. I see three Patriots and two Dolphins standing in the same spot. I'll just throw the ball up there.
Yeah, it wasn't
great.
What's
the worst thing that can happen?
It wasn't great execution. That helped the Patriots a great deal. And then the Patriots rolled to the victory. But what was your biggest takeaway from the game that might matter next Sunday night against the Chargers?
Oh, the biggest takeaway by far is that the running game is finally a factor.
Yes.
It took all 18 weeks.
Time on task.
That's right. And it took all 18 weeks, 17 games, the entirety of the preseason. But the final month of the year, Ramondre Stevenson has been the best player on offense for the New England Patriots.
No wonder May's not winning the MVP. He's not the best player on his offense right now.
Because the Ramonster came and stole the thunder right out from under him.
The guy who fumbles a lot?
Yeah, he hasn't done that in a while.
But
you know what he's done instead? Just absolutely bowled over some big old boys. And found the TD house three times yesterday. One on the pass, two on the ground. It's a factor, and it diversifies what Josh can do. It's also going to lead other teams to think, wait a second, we can't just focus on May because this Mondre kid's been good. And, oh, BT Dubs, the rookie that they got, he doesn't suck either.
Dan Ball.
So that was they finished the season with, I believe it was 20 rushing touchdowns for the first time since it was either 19 or 21, and I forget the year. But they didn't have a rushing touchdown until week four. And you think about how the season began, 1-2, nearly 0-3 if Achane doesn't step out of bounds. So there's a direct correlation between figuring out the running game between Henderson and Stevenson and them just dominating for the majority of the season. So it's a very underrated, important part of this year's success.
It's huge. And for Patriots fans that have memories of Sony Michel and the evolution of that team that became a run-first team in the postseason on the way to following James Devlin to a Super Bowl, this is a better version. This is a much better version.
Is that how the history books remember it,
that's
Andy?
That's how the history books remember it in my household. But this is a much better version. Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson are the best 1-2 punch the Patriots have had since...
Vereen and Ridley?
Way better.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because these are legitimate, each guy can be First down, second down,
James
third
White
down.
And LeGarrette Blount in 2016.
I think this is way better than that.
No.
Absolutely.
Andy, do you forget how many touchdowns LeGarrette Blount had in 2016?
They were all one. They were like Matthew Stafford touchdown
they
passes.
Were
they came
not.
From the one.
He had a bunch of long runs.
I know,
for
he
touchdowns.
Led the NFL. It was great.
He was Ooh. Excellent, and James White was tremendous.
So did Cam Newton. This is the best 1-2 punch.
Cam Newton.
This is the best 1-2 punch, and we'll get to Cam Newton because he's at it still. The bear is saying dumb things in the forest and doing other things as well. But this is the best 1-2 punch I can ever remember because most of those other guys were third down backs. They were sort of role players. They were really good. James White was awesome. I don't want this to turn into you don't think James White is good.
Insert, he could have been MVP in Super Bowl 51 discussion here, yes.
Either one of these running backs I can line up on first down and feel really good. Second down and feel really good. Third down and feel really good. Also, I feel like either one of them can go 35 to 55 yards on any given play.
But also, like you just mentioned, like the Shane Vereens, the Kevin Faulks, the Danny Woodheads, and obviously the James Whites, they were mostly passing backs.
Yeah.
Either one of these guys can slip out from the backfield and catch a pass and potentially take it to the house. All the way back in week 2, I still say one of the most remarkable plays of the year for this football team was that 55-yard escaping wheel route to Ramondre against Miami. That turned that game. You could have argued that maybe they would have gone 0-2 into a week 3 matchup against the Steelers had Ramondre not busted out that play.
Power running back making a nice fingertips catch down the field, something wide receiver named Devontae Parker could never have done based on his time
here. The problem was
Mac
Jones hit him in the hands.
Yeah, just not the full hand, just the fingertips, I thought for receivers is where you caught the ball. I watched a lot of Jerry Rice videos. It's all about the fingertips. That's why he could catch bricks. But what do I know? The Patriots, with an interesting performance, they played their players. Not all the playoff teams did that, including the team you're going to play on Sunday, the Chargers. Do they have momentum heading into the postseason beyond just the ground game? They get Will Campbell back. They get Milton Williams back. They knock the rust off. Hopefully, they're getting healthier with some of those other key cogs on defense. You're without Robert Spillane. You're without Harold Landry and my guy Tonga. And now those guys hopefully will be back. But
you claim Tonga now?
I'm a big Tonga. He's a fullback.
I'm the one who's shouting for him to get his jersey.
You can have him on defense, on fullback.
Okay, you get him on offense, I'll take him on defense.
And this will be a game, actually, where you could have two defensive linemen at fullback because the Chargers have a beast of a fullback on their offense.
Isn't he like a defensive line?
Yeah.
He's Tonga-esque as well.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. People forget, like, just because Rashawn Slater and Joel Alt, easily the best the best running back combo in the NFL, best one the Patriots have had in forever, they had the best tackle combo. Even though they got a bunch of backups in there, they still have a lot of size. Like a game against the Chargers is going to be punishing.
617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Monday after a big victory, a big season. 14-3 Patriots prepare for the Chargers Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. We'll break down the game to a degree, but more, we're going to see what came from that game, what came from this season that prepares them for Sunday against Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert, and the Chargers. How are you feeling about your football team? I think there's some people out there on a national level that thinks there's some fraudulency going on in Foxborough, that this team could be a one and done. I'll be honest, I was getting some one and done from quote-unquote Patriots fans on Twitter after the Mike Reese comments about the defense that I retweeted. There's a lot of frauds out there in Patriot Nation, unless they voice those opinions today. Feeling good about the matchup? Is this the best matchup? 617-779-7937. Taking your phone calls next. We also have to talk about, because Fitzy and I weren't here through the tumult of late last week with Diggs and Barmore and some situations which didn't affect the team on Sunday.
Hello, 5 days without an allegation, guys. Can we update the calendar?
Cupcakes.
We're almost on our way to a week.
Can we get cupcakes to celebrate? 617-779-7937. Patriots Monday. We'll talk to Drake May, Marcus Jones, and your calls all next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Patriots concluded the regular season with a 38-10 home win over the Miami Dolphins yesterday afternoon. New England's regular season comes to an end with a record of 14-3. The Pats have now 6 seasons in which they have won at least 14 games, the most of any team in NFL history. Running backs Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson accounted for all 5 of the team's touchdowns on Sunday. Stevenson ran for 2 scores and caught another, while Henderson also ran it in 2 times. Patriots quarterback Drake May finished the day 14-3. 14 of 18 for 191 passing yards and a touchdown. He also ran it five times for 41 yards. Based on the results from around the league this weekend, the Patriots enter the playoffs as the number 2 seed in the AFC. New England hosts the 7th seeded Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday night at 8 p.m. at Gillette. From around the NFL scoreboard, the Broncos beat those Chargers 19-3 to secure the AFC's number 1 seed. The Jaguars beat the Titans 41-7 to lock up the number 3 seed, and the Steelers outlasted the Ravens 26-24 to win the AFC North and earn the 4th seed. They'll host the Texans, who beat the Colts to lock up the number 5 seed, and the Bills stomp the Jets. They are the number 6 seed. And in NFL coaching carousel news, the Browns fired head coach Kevin Stefanski, but are keeping general manager Andrew Berry. The Falcons are firing both head coach Raheem Morris and GM Terry Fontenot. The Chargers are firing head coach Jonathan Gannon. The Bengals are keeping Zach Taylor and GM Duke Tobin. And the Colts are keeping GM Shane Steichen and GM Chris Ballard, while the Giants are retaining their general manager, Joe Shane. The Celtics host the Chicago Bulls tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 7:30. Boston went 4-1 on their 5-game road trip and have won their last 3. And the Bruins beat the Vancouver Canucks 3-2 in overtime on Saturday night. Boston visits the Seattle Kraken tomorrow night. And finally, tonight, Illinois State battles Montana State in the FCS National Championship game. Coverage of that contest begins at 7 p.m. over on WEEI AM 850. Start the new year knowing you'll lose weight. If everyone else succeeded with Awaken 180, what's stopping you? Results your first week in every week with the solution for weight loss. Free support for life at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I take everything back I've ever said about Stiz not being athletic and in out of shape, because when he needs to sprint, he can sprint.
You're not going to find a faster 40-yard dash than we just saw.
No, this was more they care about, like, the 10 time, the start. He was like a lineman. That 10 yards that he needed, he could get. You ask him to go 40, I'm not sure he could keep it up. But the 10 yards he needed, and we'll just leave it at that in this moment in time, came perfectly for Stiz here on a Patriots
nice,
Monday.
Nice burst. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like one of those guys, like, you're not sure if he's fast, but he's quick.
I'm going to start calling him, like, Travion Grimey over there.
Slot receiver, maybe. He's quicker than he is fast, and that's important. Can get open in a hurry.
Pop Grimey right there. How about that guy?
Kind of like Ladd McConkey, who gets that assignment.
Stiz McConkey.
Patriots Chargers, Sunday Night Football, Gillette Stadium. Should be a fun one. Prime time. Yeah, some of us may bitch about it because we are old and don't want to be up late and do post-game shows till 2 a.m., but it does tell you it's another example of the Patriots are back. You know, you talked about it on the post-game show, being at Gillette, the jerseys, the Nor'easters, the Drake Mays. It's no longer the cheap people putting tape over a Mac Jones jersey. No. Everybody's fully invested in Drake May. Why? Because they know he's the real deal. Like, they're all in on how much you're going to pay him, $500 million, $65-70 million a year. He's here for the long term.
They just love it. They just, the one thing that everyone can kind of dial back is like, we got our new Tom Brady. All right, everyone, relax. Let's not compare.
He's better. He's the modern version.
Oh, dear God.
He's more fun
to watch. Nope. This is.
You're going to tell me he's not more fun to watch?
No, he is not.
Yes, he is.
He never will be. I will.
Tell him that at whatever time he shows up.
You know what? He'll probably tell you that he doesn't want to be Tom Brady. He just wants to be himself.
Oh, I didn't say be. I said more entertaining.
No, he's not.
I think Drake May plays a more entertaining style of football than Tom Brady.
Hardly.
When he rolls out and throws back across his body.
Okay.
That's become one of my favorite plays, too, and I think Hunter Henry feels the same way. That little play where they all roll together, and then with the defense still running, Hunter just stops and drifts backwards, and Drake just dumps it off to him wide open in the middle of the field for the easiest 15 yards that you could possibly get on the way to, how much did Hunter get? $500,000, $250,000?
I think he got $500,000.
I think if you're the quarterback and you're like, you get $500,000, and I'm going to get you
$500,000. You're like a kingmaker at that point.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But that was the day for Drake May and the Patriots yesterday, but it came back from a week of interesting news breaking, and then I thought personally, and Dan Ball, you were living it in real time.
A lot of us were listening to Mego and Lions when we first learned about it, and then Dan Ball had to carry that weight. How many days did you have to talk about it?
That was Tuesday, Wednesday, day off Thursday, and Friday. So three out of the final four of the week.
So what are we talking about? We're talking about off-field issues for Stephon Diggs, your number one wide receiver, and Christian Barmore, your $90 million defensive tackle.
Don't burn the lasagna.
Diggs is charged with felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd, a day after the Patriots beat up on the Giants on Monday Night Football, came to court last week. Obviously, he is defending himself, totally innocent. The statements put out by him. The team, I thought, had a really interesting statement, Dan Ball. This was my key takeaway from that first report. We support Stephon. You don't say that if you think he's guilty. Like, you don't want any egg on your face. I think that was a very telling aspect of a written statement. That wasn't even a coach who screws up at the podium and says something he shouldn't have. That's a written, probably goes by a lawyer, a PR guy, maybe ownership before that statement is sent out. We support Stephon Diggs. Am I reading too much into it?
No, not at all, because the language at the beginning where it says, you know, Stephon says that this is categorically false, we support Stephon. That was the exact language that his attorney used when they put out their own personal statement. And I also thought it was interesting to measure that against the statement that we then ultimately got the next day when we cleaned off the incident board and wrote zero again, when it was much more neutral, much closer to what the NFL said, which is we get the information. We're monitoring the situation. We have no more at this time. So they were much more defensive and supportive of Stephon than they were Barmore the following day.
Do you guys buy his whole defense?
Who?
Diggs?
Yeah.
Nope.
No. Oh, same. Do tell.
Same.
I just, and you know, it's crazy because I was the one, I mean, just as early as, like, you know, the last week we were here. Oh my God, I'm so surprised at how much of a leader that Diggs has been. Mm-hmm. And he's really become like the heartbeat of this locker room. But I do see some of the stuff outside of the football field. And I warned you guys about this at the beginning of the year. And I think he just has this kind of, I can do whatever I want and get away with it type of thing.
Well, a lot of rich people do, first of all. They're used to getting their own way. They're used to money solving their problems. They're used to people bowing down and kowtowing because they are powerful and famous and rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting a lot of stock in what Dan was just talking about, the statement. I think they know or feel like they know behind the scenes. And yes, to some degree, there's a he said, she said here with his personal chef and a dispute over money and
cash grab.
That feels harsh when you say it that way, but yes, I feel like it's a little bit of a cat. And also, Stiz, you have to understand, when she does something like this, she knows the reputation and things that go with Stephon Diggs. Like, she's not accusing Tom Brady or Saint somebody, right? She's accusing somebody that she probably believes a good portion of the world's going to be like, He's been troubled for years. I see it on the internet.
But Andy, that goes both ways, right? Because I was telling my brother, you know, my brother was kind of like, oh, I think it's a cash grab. See, me, I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's as much as she may say that Diggs did, but I don't think Diggs is just some completely innocent guy. And what I said to my brother is like, how come you don't see this happening to other players, right? It's like trouble always seems to find Stephon Diggs for some strange
reason.
Oh,
really? Isn't that so curious?
You know what I mean? And this is not the first allegation like this.
You can be dumb and not commit a crime. And that's where I think he is. I think there's a brazen nature to him. And I probably think he lives a life that our quarterback Drake May doesn't. When he just goes home to Ann Michael, they bake cookies, and he's in bed by 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's not Stephon
Diggs.
He's dating Cardi B. She had a video out the last day we were here, Patriots Monday, saying, do you want me to jam my baby back in my blank bleep? And like, that's the world different world.
But that's because, you know, he makes interesting decisions. Some people want to have babies with 10 different women. They want to Tyreek Hill their way through their life. Go ahead and good for you. Stephon Diggs, if I'm not mistaken, spent Christmas with two other children that he fathered this year as well.
Sure, but that doesn't mean he strangled somebody.
No. That doesn't mean he strangled somebody or assaulted somebody by any stretch. I'm just saying he makes some curious decisions. So therefore, the court of public opinion is likely to think, you know, whether it was that famous Vikings video where they said, don't let your sister date Stephon Diggs, to the histrionics in Buffalo, to the pink and blue stuff on the boat, the court of public opinion is going to probably not say he's guilty until proven innocent, but rather raise a curious eyebrow on him. And if the team has all the details about it, that's great. They should definitely come out in support of him, because I don't think they would do something like that, mortgaging a part of their soul because they believe he's so valuable to the team. But it's just a bad look overall. And if it's something like $5,000 would have made it go away, then that's short-sighted
on his
behalf.
That's what I think it is. I think he's being a dink. Like, if I were going to just like sort of from afar assess what's going on, I think he's kind of being a dink. And in whatever, $5,000, I don't know what chefs cost per week or whatever, but say it's $5,000, you're being a dink, and then she called you on being a dink, and then it escalated, and it goes back and forth.
And if you just pay the $5,000 right up front, guess what you do? You avoid all the negative press, you avoid these dialogues, and you avoid potentially being involved in some sort of civil suit, which could cost you hundreds of thousands.
And my guess is he's going to pay more on the back end to make it go away.
Correct.
But he can make bad decisions in his personal life. Didn't mean he committed necessarily a crime. And that's where I kind of fit on this. And Stiz, I also want to call you out, not to the level that the texters do, because, wow, they're really angry at you right now. But just, can't he be a good teammate and a football leader and still do dumb stuff off the field?
No.
No, that's not allowed?
No. It has to go.
Lead by example, right, Stiz?
Lead by example, number one, and no matter what you say, this was a distraction this week. This was absolutely a distraction. I mean, the team would have been better off had this not happened. I mean, that's just obvious.
Well, they won 38-10, so it didn't really hinder them.
How much more would they have won by if Diggs was
56-10? No, crazy.
This was not a great week for Patriots PR.
No, it wasn't. So we should also give the details. Christian Barmore is facing domestic assault charge from an incident that occurred in August. According to court documents, Attleboro District Court, this came to fruition a day after the incident with Diggs. The charge of misdemeanor assault and battery on a household or family member was filed against the 26-year-old on December 16th. This is the mother of his child, and there's some cooking and different things involved here. But these were the two issues. And then Dan Ball, to me, the biggest curiosity of the week, and I know it was addressed this morning on the Greg Hill Show, was emphasized. They brought it up. Mike Vrabel was asked, how disappointing is it to have these two things happen? And Mike Vrabel said, not disappointing at all from the press conference. And then this morning on the Greg Hill Show, he was asked to follow up on that, and he continues to say interesting things.
Well, I would say not disappointing at all. I think that these are allegations, like you mentioned in your question. It's things that we have to handle, and every day that there's distractions. Some are smaller than others, and you know, I'm confident that you know we'll focus on the Dolphins, and you know those two individuals that you mentioned will you know be able to handle the ongoing legal process.
Okay, so my bad. That real quick. That was the initial comment at the podium late last week, where he was asked about how disappointing is it, and he said not disappointing at all, which, based on social media, based on thing, kind of people's ears perked up and it was interesting. Go ahead, Fitz.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I have a very strong feeling that in this particular instance, Mike Vrabel is saying what he is because as a now we're going to get into here's where Mike Vrabel being a former player factors into his thinking. He has probably seen and heard about so many different details of almost crimes and incidents and whatnot over the course of not just being a coach in the NFL, but also all those years playing in Pittsburgh, New England, and Kansas City, that he kind of understands, like, look, this is not, this isn't church. These aren't choir boys.
But
like,
it's
these
still disappointing. He's also a parent. He's a parent of a kid who played at BC. I guarantee you he heard stories about friends of his son at BC, different level of football. All that being said, you can be aware that all this happens somewhat frequently.
Uh-huh.
You're still disappointed.
Yes.
As a parent, you're disappointed.
So why is he
your
not disappointed
son,
in
let's just
guys?
Say your son in 5 years, the cops come to the door and like you're awakened in the middle of the night, some incident, blah, blah, blah. He's innocent. He gets found innocent.
Sure.
It's still disappointing that it happened, that he put himself in a situation.
Why did you get into this in the first place?
Was it Herm Edwards? Nothing good happens after midnight. Have one girlfriend. Have one car. Have like those general rules that football coaches give.
Okay.
That makes it disappointing when you have to deal with it, even if you're innocent, even if you didn't really do anything illegal.
So does he honestly think at this point then, if this is the way that he's addressing it, that saying like, parent shaming, if you will, or coaching up Stephon Diggs is going to go nowhere because he's already hardened into the man that he's going to be. So it's more just like, I'm just going to push past this and we'll take care of these matters after the season.
No, and I heard KJ talk about this with you, Dan Ball, saying, you know, something to the effect that if he says he's disappointed, that almost gives a sliver of credibility to the claims and therefore don't say you're disappointed because you don't want to give credibility to the claims. I heard Jones and Keefe talking about that angle. It almost insinuates guilt, right, in the public perception area. I guess there's some truth to that, but saying you're not disappointed at all makes it feel like you're not running a very tight ship.
Yeah, I think he stepped in it by showing any kind of his personal emotions. I think the rest of the answer that he had where he said, you know, we're focusing on the game, they're dealing with their things personally, things happen, whatever. I thought that was fine. If you take out the first four or five words of that situation and just don't acknowledge how you personally feel.
Right.
Just say, like,
that's
my
great point.
My emotions are not important in this. We're dealing with this situation, and that's all that. Just don't entertain anything from a personal perspective. Just, that's where I think he made the mistake.
Great answer, Dan.
It just needs to be left quite simply at, we'll let the legal process play out, and it'll be handled outside of these walls. My job is to focus on the football.
And that's why a lot of those statements sometimes end with, like, and we'll have no further comment at this time. We're going to let the legal process play out, things of that nature. Because once you start talking, you might intend to say it the right way, and then you might say something.
We didn't even get into Barmore.
No, well, they're both, and the good news is it didn't seem to affect either guy yesterday. Mm-hmm. Whether it has long-term ramifications, they are currently active. They're not on some commissioner's exempt list, and it doesn't seem like there's any indication they will be.
The Barmore incident took place in August. The team has known about it. The league has most definitely known about it for a while, so it's probably status quo.
And will this affect one or either guy in the offseason? That's a long-term discussion we could have. Is Diggs going to be back? Does this affect how you feel about Diggs? Is Barmore going to be back? Would you consider moving on from your $90 million defensive tackle? Those are longer-term conversations that we'll have at some point. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are still awaiting the arrival of Drake May. We'll talk to the Patriots quarterback here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. 3:30, we'll talk to Marcus Jones, the defensive back, as they prepare for the Chargers and McConkey and company in that offense. Up next, we'll continue to break down this game, the defensive side of the ball. We need to talk about what went right, what went wrong, and how you feel about that side of the ball heading into a matchup with Justin Herbert. That's next here on WEEI After.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Can you give me a little bit of background about why? I mean, that would seem to be disappointing to any coach that your players are in those situations.
No, we're just trying to get ready for this week and focus and do our best. You can see that the team is able to handle, you know, distractions. It's hard to eliminate them. You know, it's about how you handle the distractions, whatever those may be.
But if the distractions are brought on by those players, wouldn't that be disappointing?
Well, if these things are happening every day. We have a family, we have a team, and, you know, we're going to try to, you know, do our best here to support each and every one of them and what they need and also get ready for the Chargers.
That was Mike Vrabel explaining his lack of disappointment that he voiced last week. That was this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. And I think the interesting word there is support. And it's funny, it kind of brings together everything we've been talking about. We've been raving about Ramondre Stevenson, who Mike Vrabel supported. Raving about Andy Borogalis, who Mike Vrabel supported football-wise. I don't want to lump those guys into off-field.
No reason to be disappointed in those guys off the field.
Nope, but disappointed on the field.
Sure.
With their performance, but
supported
them.
That's what he cares about the most. But then again, he's the thing that is such a surprise, the more we think about it and re-examine these comments, he's been so in tune with these guys, and he's seems to be such a contemporary coach. That, you know, like I said, he doesn't come down didactically on them in a parental or sort of a principal-like capacity. But, like, he's got to know that this is a pain in the ass and a giant distraction.
Right. And I agree with him. We all have personal lives where we have family members that do things that we're not overly proud of, don't like, and we have to support them in certain ways, right?
Sure.
You know, there's issues throughout, and that's what he's saying. We're one big family. Right. If you counted your family and went 65 deep or whatever it is with the practice squad, that's a lot of people to make a lot of mistakes. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's acknowledging. I also will say there's a little difference here, too, in my perception of the relationship. Stephon Diggs, Mike Vrabel seems to love. What's he call him? Little fella in the postgame video last night. And the little guy, little fella, 1,000 yards, one clap. Let's go. Like, he seems to love him. Christian Barmore. He had to suspend him for a quarter, correct?
He benched him, yes.
Yep, benched him for a quarter, which I call a suspension of some degree. He also had to sort of restrain him 2 weeks ago heading into the half after that whole Membu situation, which I thought Barmore was borderline overly aggressive with his head coach on the field there. And now he's got this.
Thank God Vrabel's the size he is, because if you get that assertive with a guy like Mike McDaniel, you're probably going to snap him in half.
Well, if you're Alec Pierce with the Colts and you get anywhere near that, you're ejected, even though you barely touched the official. But this is a relationship with Vrabel and Barmore that I would say is interesting, right? Interesting. Seems like it has its little ups and downs, ebbs and flows.
We are not getting half of the full story as to how Vrabel feels about Barmore.
And who's a more productive player for this team? Diggs.
Diggs is.
He's been phenomenal. So
ask Ted tomorrow. He'll tell you how long has Ted been going on about how he's been disappointed in Barmore.
They're not the same, and they weren't treated the same with the statements, but then he kind of just lumps them in as like, well, what you said. This is the cost of doing business. I've been around this league for a quarter of a century.
Correct.
Stuff happens in the locker room, and you either, you know, live with it or you don't get in this business, right? Like, there's no other option.
Yes, this is, I hate to say it, this is the NFL, not Habitat for Humanity. They're not out there doing the Lord's work. They're out there playing a physical, violent game.
And there's some truth to, if you just want to have a team of choir boys, you probably can. You can probably find 70 choir boys. And my guess is you're not going 14-3, right? You're not going to be preparing for a home playoff game as the number two seed. Like, sainthood will only take you so far on the football field. So this is an interesting situation. I don't know if it even is a situation now until the offseason. Will this affect the Patriots, the playing time of Barmore or Diggs, availability? We'll monitor it, but right now it seems like the NFL isn't going to do anything. It seems like the Patriots aren't going to do anything. In fact, the Patriots are supporting very strongly Stephon Diggs as they head toward a playoff game. So up next here on WEEI Afternoons, again, Patriots Monday, we're going to talk to Drake May. We're going to talk to Marcus Jones, but we still have time for our three-point stances. And I know it's been all football all the time, but the Celtics are playing some pretty good basketball. And you know who's playing some great basketball? Huh? Who would that be? Number 7 in your program, number 1 in my heart, Jaylen Brown. Is he the best two-way player in basketball? Make a strong argument, and I might just do that next with my three-point stance here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.